too often, too openly with governors. So I want to know, number one, is it absolutely essential I do it, or can somebody else do it equally as well? That's number one.
All right.
Before I do it, shouldn't I check with Russell Long and Senator Ellender and get a local feel of it? Hale Boggs, a little bit where I can feel it a little better before I talk to the governor. Are we going to do if the governor says no? I would guess he would say no. He's not going to try to enforce our Supreme Court decision, is he?
Well, except that he's got the problem of being the only governor. What I have compiled is a whole list of states in which every other governor has been willing to take the law and order position without regard to whether they approved of an order. The last time that federal troops have had to been used is in Oxford, Mississippi. Since that time, Clemson has been desegregated. Macon County, Alabama, which is just as tough a county as St. Helena Parish, and Governor Bryant was willing to do that in St. Augustine. Governor Wallace brought in National Guard troops. Jimmy Davis desegregated Baton Rouge without any federal troops being there, and I think we got a pretty good case. I don't suppose he wants federal troops any more than you do. And we've got, I think, some pretty good arguments. I've got them in the process of being put together in a memorandum form.
Would it be best to have John Connally condition his card a little bit, very close friend, before I talk to him?
It might, but I think, Mr. President, if you take a look at the memo and see the points, then maybe it'd be worth either you or someone you want talking to John Connally and getting his reaction to how this would strike McKeithen. I'll have that in a matter of an hour and a half.
All right. Now,
and the problem, though...
I suppose he doesn't agree to it. What's our alternative? When is this taking place?
Originally, we thought that it was going to take place next Wednesday. But it turns out that Wednesday is simply a day for registration and that school does not actually begin until Monday, the 17th of August.
What are they doing beginning school in August?
Well, apparently it relates to a strawberry picking recess they have there in that particular county. And they start awfully early so the kids can get out strawberry time and do some picking. But nobody had ever heard of this before, including the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which issued a mandamus to set get everything all ready by the start of the fall term. They didn't realize the fall term was right on them when they said this.
Well, now,
but we do have a little more breathing time than we thought because...
The alternatives, what happens? Does the school superintendent refuse to admit the child?
It looks like they're going to agree. Everything took a remarkable turn last night when the district judge issued an order adopting the Baton Rouge plan, which means that the 11th and 12th grades of the high school will actually be desegregated on a basis where the pupils will report to the Negro schools to which they're assigned. They then apply for a transfer to the white school, and the school board acts on it. We believe that the NAACP will make sure that there is some control over the number of students who apply, and will involve only two high schools. The board will act by next Saturday, and on Monday, those who have been selected will report to their white schools. At that point is where the danger rests in some sort of a explosive situation. But it does give us...
All right, now, if they don't let the kids go in school, then the governor has to go on marching in?
Well, if they don't let them go in, then I think it's a question of... a marshal accompanying him, and our present recommendation is that United States Marshals be there only to withdraw the children in the event that there is difficulty. If there is difficulty, they would be expected to protect them and pull them back so they don't get hurt. And at that point, I think the court will have to decide whether there has been an unwillingness to comply with its order. And at that point, if the governor does not step in, I would guess that federal troops would be necessary to escort the children to the school and to protect them from any violence.
Any other alternative besides the governor? What about Marshall's governor?
Well, right now, there's no evidence that there will not be compliance with it. In fact, one of the pieces of information is that the council for the school district has acquiesced and agreed to the court's order that was issued last night. So at least we don't start off with them being against us.
Why do they want me? Why is the attorney general calling me from New York, where he's speaking, asking me to call the governor?
I think simply because he wants to give the believes that the governor ought to have enough time to make a decision and to prepare for the use of an adequate number of state police to move into the area to be handy.
If they don't comply.
If they don't comply, that's correct.
They have indication they're going to comply.
That's right. And another point.
I ought to talk to the senators about it before I talk to the governor.
It seems to me to be quite useful, and when you see these points run down, I think you can make a very compelling case to them. Up to now, they've been pressing us, saying, you know, don't louse things up so we have to desegregate. I think now that the court has taken the initiative, their pressure ought to be on the governor and the local law enforcement people, saying, now, the court has spoken, there's nothing we can do about it except comply. If you all want to keep the federal troops out of there, you better make sure that your governor and the local sheriff understands that...
Who is the congressman in this area?
Jimmy Morrison. He doesn't get any votes out of the parish. It's a very small area, but he's scared to death that, you know, if it isn't handled right, it's going to explode in the rest of the district.
Well, we'll
and it's a tough area. Well, I'd say it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, you get that stuff as soon as you can, and I'll come back and lunch and we'll get on it this afternoon.
All right, I will, Mr. President.